Stelling poll, creepy Australian officials start using New World Order as a talking point. By James Stelling poll on September 9, 2021. Two senior medical officers have, shockingly, said out loud what a lot of ordinary people already noticed. Australia is sliding inexorably towards a New World Order. New South Wales, NSW, Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant, pictured, used the sinister phrase during a Thursday press conference. In response to a question about reopening after the interminable lockdowns imposed by various Australian states, Chant replied, "We will be looking at what contact tracing looks like in the New World Order, and yes, it will be in pubs and clubs and other things." The clip has already had over 1 million views, causing Twitter to issue a Snopes-style fact-check correction. Headline: unfounded claims about the New World Order conspiracy theory are shared after an Australian governmental official used the expression during a press conference on Thursday. Twitter goes on to lipsplain that there is nothing remotely dubious about this perfectly innocent phrase. Fact-checkers have regularly debunked claims connected to the conspiracy theory. The phrase is commonly used to describe times of change or cultural shift. This kind of language has been tamped down after it caused concerns in previous generations. George H.W. Bush used the phrase in a speech on September 11, 1990. Facebook now accompanies the clip with a health warning. The New World Order is a conspiracy theory which hypothesizes a secretly emerging totalitarian world government. And in 1992, a senator named Joseph R. Biden Jr. wrote an article for the Wall Street Journal headline "How I Learned to Love the New World Order." You may have instead recently heard the euphemisms Great Reset or Build Back Better. That is, until the unwashed peasants started treating them with suspicion, as well. For whatever reason, the phrase seems to be especially popular in NSW, Australia right now, because it isn't just the state's chief health officer who has been using it. So too has NSW Health Minister Brad Hazard. Australia has some of the most draconian lockdown policies anywhere in the world right now. Indeed, as this Twitter thread from Majid Nawaz suggests, the land they once called the lucky country is now starting to look like a very unlucky totalitarian tyranny. Among the scary features it has introduced in the last 18 months are quarantine camps, CCP-style surveillance in the form of forced facial recognition and geolocation scanning sent to the government within 15 minutes of a text, passing a law in which the state can now take control of your online accounts, putting quarantine signs on people's doors as if they were medieval plague victims, denying services to the unvaccinated and treating them like pariahs, shooting dogs to show everyone who is boss, and, the final insult, deciding how much beer you're allowed to drink in your home prison. No, I'm quite sure Facebook's and Twitter's warnings were absolutely correct. Now that they've warned that this New World Order thing is just a conspiracy theory, I'm sure we can all sleep much more safely in our beds at night.